Yes, welcome to the CRS Radio, the Caribbean Radio Show. How are you doing? Welcome to another program with your host, Marjorie Henry Lawrence, MHL. I'm hosting from London, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. It's great to be here again. And as you know, we discuss the essential oils, aromatherapy, along with other things that can help us as a people to get better, to feel better, to do better. So welcome. And so today, we're looking at trauma and the power of the essential oils to bring relief. So just remember now, you can call in. And the number to call in will be 661-467-2407. That's 661-467-2407. Trauma. What a week we have had. Past sort of 2-3 weeks have been sort of traumatic, wouldn't we say? And this is why, you know, I was contemplating and saying, I'm seeing so much trauma around. I really need to find a way to discuss this topic and to see how we can actually help each other. We saw just this week, you know, in light of the most sort of brazen and brutal killing of our brother, George Floyd. And in all honesty, that alone just confirmed to me that we're a people that are dealing with a lot of both individual and mass trauma. So just to get us started today, really, I wanted to begin by taking a reading from the book called a Hosea. Some of you might know it. It's written by a gentleman called Malunga Karenga. And the Hosea is a sacred wisdom of ancient Egypt. And the section of the book is taken from the book of the Taf-Hotep. So remember, we're looking at trauma and I want to hear what the Egyptians would have said to us that was happening now. And this sacred text is saying, do not terrorize people. For if you do, God will punish you accordingly. If anyone lives by such means, God will take bread from his or her mouth. If one says, I'll be rich by any means, she will eventually have to say, my means have trapped me. Yes, we're a people facing this trauma. We're feeling terrorized. And here we have the holy text from the Egyptian sacred book of wisdom telling us that we mustn't terrorize. Yes, it says also, if you take from people, then what will happen is that you'll be robbed also. Welcome into the chat room. Thank you for coming in. And so it also said if you rob another, he will end up being robbed himself. And that sounds karmic and is a type of karma. It says the plans of men and women do not always come to pass. For in the end, it is the will of God that prevails. I'm taking this reading from the Hosea, the sacred wisdom of the ancient Egyptian text. And it's telling us now, therefore, one should live in peace with others, and they will come and willingly give gifts. Why take it by force or through fear? Welcome to the show, Mr. Greens Beasley. And you're saying here, my uncle always said that the white man ain't nothing but the devil. Well, not all, but I know what you mean. Someone said to me today on my Facebook, it's a social construct. And we know it's a social construct, this whole racism. We know there are always exceptions to the rule, but we still have to discuss what is mainly happening, okay? So how are we going to use aromatherapy to help us? We're going to use it to help us to deal with the trauma. So remember, the principle of aromatherapy is based on the effect of the aroma on our being and the ability to bring about health and well-being. And we're in such a need now for that sort of well-being, isn't it? We don't want to squash the revolution. People need to be energized for the revolution, but want to make sure that we can do self-care. Yes? We can do self-care. And you are correct, Mr. Beasley, or Ms. Beasley. I don't know who it's, a male or a female, from the chat room. A 12-year-old child watched that police officer put his knee on George Floyd's neck and slowly killed him. Trauma. It is trauma. A lot of people have been saying they're feeling traumatized. Yes? Indeed so. Very, very traumatized. And this is why today we're looking at this. So if you remember the last session we had, stay with us in the chat room. You're more than welcome. We looked at mental health. And one caller asked me to research something for him. He said that he's curious because he doesn't actually use marijuana for himself, but he always loves the pleasant aroma from the young plant, and he couldn't quite marry that up in his sort of being. So I said to him, I'll take a look. And what I've found in my research is that the young plant, or the plant in general, tends to give off a very sort of sweet, minty, or earthy pine flavor. And that might be the reason why that particular caller really enjoyed the aroma from the plant. And it's funny how herbs work. That I remember once I had experience of inhaling tobacco leaves just by chance. It really gave me a lot of relief from a terrible head cold that was just coming on, you know. And I was quite surprised, but it was really, really good. So while we're having to deal with the effects of both the pandemic lockdown and all of this that's happening in the US and other countries as well, people are seeing, they're feeling stressed, you know, definitely feeling stressed. But deep down, I'm thinking the word stress really has a more deeper meaning, that unresolved pain and so on, that is outwardly manifested. And for me, that's really just a trauma. In the book, The Fragrant Mind, it states that any emotional problems first begins with a traumatic situation. So who can say they haven't had trauma? We've all had trauma. More than likely, it's probably locked away in our body quite seriously. So what is trauma? So trauma is defined by the online dictionary. Yes. As a deeply distressing or disturbing experience. For example, a personal trauma like the death of a child. But we can relate these words to our everyday lives. When we say to ourselves, we're feeling tormented, or we're feeling agony, suffering, pain, anguish, misery. People use those words, you know, distress, heartbreak, affliction, woe. Feel like you're in hell, in purgatory. The words of excruciation. These are really words that are linked to trauma. You know? My chat room guest is saying the marijuana is an antidote. And it might help some people. And thanks for that from the chat room as well. And also on the back of that sort of situation, you can also think about the emotional trauma that comes from the shot that comes from, like, maybe an injury. If you had, like, a car accident or something, you know, it can actually be, like, can lead to, like, a long-term neurosis. So, you know, many times we get up and go to work. We're doing this, we're doing that. We're actually walking around like the walking wounded, you know. And sometimes we get a bit reactive or angry, weepy, depressed, uptight, stressed. That, too, is also linked into the whole trauma, the emotional trauma, the physical trauma. Yes, we can experience that feeling of being kind of like discombobulated, becoming unhinged. Yes, deep anguish, suffering under a heavy load. It's like a heavy pain that can actually get stuck in your body and express physically as well. Yes? And don't undermine the fact that even the physical trauma as well, you know, that can also be quite injurious in terms of just falling down the steps or something, abrasions, contusion, hitting your head, getting some kind of wounded. The physical shock as well is a kind of trauma. And the idea behind this whole program today is to try to see how we can make sure that we keep the mind, the body, and the spirit connected. And that's the beauty of aromatherapy. It works on the whole person, the whole person. And, you know, the whole trauma as well, there's also the whole thing about shock, that sort of deep shock that you call the post-traumatic disorder that happens when we go through stuff and we don't actually process it properly. It becomes like a neurosis. It embeds deeply within us. So today we're examining the essential oils of geranium and marjoram. We might do a recap on lavender. We did lavender last time for the mental illness, but it is also useful in terms of the trauma. And other oils that are also useful, I'll mention that now, is the Roman chamomile, lemon, and neroli. So you're listening to the Caribbean Radio Show on the CRS Radio. I'm your host, Marjorie Henry Lawrence, MHL. Please call in if you'd like to on 661-467-2407. So let's have a look at the geranium oil now. Let's see what's going on there. Let's see how it can help us, what it's doing. Look at the psychological aspect of it and any other benefits that the geranium oil will bring us. Now, the geranium oil actually originates from South Africa, but this oil is now found all over the place in many frost-free areas, such as Madagascar, the Congo, Egypt, most of the northern African countries, and to a lesser extent, you can get it in Spain, France, Italy, or Corsica. The geranium oil, essential oil, is one of the most important oils in aromatherapy. It's almost like a first aid kit. Geranium can help to alleviate the blockages, stresses, and tensions that are blocked in the bodily functions. That kind of trauma, you know, the trauma influences in some way. And trauma is a deeply personal experience, and sometimes it gets locked in our psyche. So this is where the geranium will come in and unblock these traumas. The geranium oil is calming, but not necessarily sedative. It will strengthen and uplift. You know, when you go through a trauma, it can take away your energy, it can take away your resolve. You know, it can really put you down when you go into a trauma. And so you need this oil that can calm you without making you too sleepy. And in fact, if you think about trauma, it can actually shatter or scatter your sort of nerves, you know. And the action of the geranium is mainly for the nervous system. It is calming and it's cooling. It will relieve you of any anxiety, any restlessness. It will help you with any kind of palpitations and panic attacks. Yes? You know, as I watch this video, these live videos on Facebook and so on, and I'm seeing a lot of mainly young people, but older people, but mainly young people who are very bravely taking the issues to the street. Because, you know, you sit where you are and you complain, you write in and nothing gets done. And so they take it to the streets. And I can see them getting so stressed. I mean, who wouldn't be stressed? You're demonstrating, then you know you have tear gas being fired at you. You have rubber bullets being fired into your midst. I mean, let's not underestimate a rubber bullet. That can kill you. You know, it can blind you. It can do great damage. Yes? And they're rushing here and there, you know. They're absorbing this great sort of pressure on themselves. You get me? As a person said here, a young girl is traumatized from having to watch this man dying in front of her while she's recording his death. It's not easy. Yes? They're out there protesting for our freedom. Maybe some people don't like the way they're doing it. But what can we say? We haven't been able to get any sort of anything done. So we can't complain about their methods. We have to be able to support them. Yes? I feel traumatized just watching it. You know, watching that man beg for his life. And I'm traumatized watching the young girl expressing her trauma of having to watch the whole experience. And some people are now trying to blame her for videoing the incident. You know, she's a whistleblower. And what we do to whistleblowers? We punish the whistleblowers. So something wrong is happening, and somebody calls out the wrong. Instead of dealing with the wrong, now we're going to be trying to attack the person that points out the wrong. That's the kind of madness we're dealing with now. Yes? It's been going on. We've seen it happen over the years where whistleblowers are, you know, attacked and so on. So we really need this geranium oil to help us because there's definitely a mass trauma going on, both individual and whatever. So what's the psychology behind the geranium essential oil? Well, the geranium will help you if you feel a bit stuck or fearful to get on with the next phase of your life. And it can help you to sort of let go of past achievements. If you have lost the confidence in sort of moving with the flow of life, you may become irritable or defensive. The essential oil of geranium will help to relax and refresh you and enable you to move on and enjoy life. I think some people who are sitting back and watching these things taking place and who are against the way the protesters are protesting, they need some geranium as well because they're more worried about their lifestyle being upset. They don't want to have to, you know, deal with buildings burning and all of that because, you know, they've gotten so cushy in their little middle-class lifestyle. But what pleased me was when I read where a gentleman, his restaurant was burning down and people were concerned about buildings burning down. He said, let it burn down. Let my restaurant burn down because we need justice. He said, I can rebuild afterwards. So all of you out there who are so bothered about this, you don't care about people's lives. You care about buildings, yes, and your things, yes. What's the point of things if you're not here to enjoy it? We need our, you know, you don't have a life, so your things mean nothing, yes. But as he said, I can rebuild. We can rebuild, but we have to have that justice. So I think even those that are at home watching and so afraid of having to change, and they too need some geranium to help them to unstuck and flow with life as well. It really helped them. So just worrying, sitting there worrying. So geranium, like every other oil, will have other benefits that we can also discuss and learn from. So use geranium if you're feeling tired, if you're having skin disorders. It can help you to heal like cuts and bruises, burns, frostbite. If you're having any sort of fungus infections, athlete's foot, eczema or hemorrhoids. It's an excellent insect repellent. If you're having menopausal symptoms, including hot flashes or vaginal dryness, it's good for that. If you wake up at night feeling hot and panicky and you're experiencing those palpitations, use the essential oil to help to calm those things down. I find sometimes if you have those oils, just by opening the bottle and smelling it, that is enough. And if you want to, I think geranium like tea tree and the lavender, you can also use it neat. So maybe one or two drops just on your pulse by your wrist, rub it together and just inhale. that will calm down the panicness as well. You can also use geranium to relieve symptoms arising from heat in the abdomen. So if you're having things like constipation and diarrhea and so on, if you're having dysentery or gastroenteritis, geranium is very good for that. It's good for cystitis, where you have burning urination. And in that case, you would probably make a bath and put it in your bath. But remember, don't let the water splash into your eyes and stuff, yes? Because you don't want to get those oils in your mucous membranes in your eyes. So you have your bath that will help to relieve that situation, the burning urination. And geranium is also an anti-inflammatory. Yes, so you can see it covers a panacea of ailments. It's good for gastritis and peptic ulcers. But always remember to try to use your oils externally via massage or bath or in a burner or a spray in your room. So you're listening to the Caribbean Radio Show. I think somebody wrote here for me about the appreciating the color of your skin, you know, and looking at the trauma that we've been through, the greatest Holocaust, really, you know, the kidnapping of an entire people from Africa into the Americas. That's a serious trauma. That's a trauma from which we've never had any real sort of counseling for. That is stuck in our DNA. And if you think about what we have been through all these years, and how far we have come as a people, we have to be proud of ourselves because we haven't had any sort of counseling, as I said, to deal with these issues. Not only has it been locked in our DNA, trapped in our bodies, it is still happening on a day-by-day basis. So we're dealing with the old post-traumatic trauma and the new daily trauma, yes? And it's about creating that balance in our lives through use of essential oils, nutrition, breathing techniques, prayer, meditation, etc., to get us from one point to the other. Can we have a little bit of music now just to cheer us along? I'm seeing here Desmond Dekker. Let's have a minute or two of that. Thank you very much.
Never see you when you jump over the wall. You think I never see you when you accidentally fall. Me say, I make you puppy, you be gone. Why you accidentally fall? Is she crying out the ice water?
Back to the Caribbean Radio Show on the CRS Radio. Welcome back. I'm your host, Marjorie Henry Lawrence, MHL. You can call in on 661 467 2407. Welcome, welcome. Greetings. Welcome back. So we're looking at trauma, and we're looking at how the oils can help us. But what are the things that can cause trauma? We call it stress, but really, think about it seriously. That stress comes because of a trauma. Things like death of a close family member or a spouse, divorce, death of a close friend. How about financial problems? Legal separation from spouse, job loss. Well, that is definitely something that's is quite serious now in COVID-19. A lot of people have lost their jobs. A lot of businesses will not come back up after this. You know, losing your business, losing your industry, you know. That's very traumatic. A new marriage can be traumatic as well. Maybe if you have to do surgery, changes in your, you know, if you're not well, falling ill or a family member falling ill, that's quite traumatic. Having problems at work, you know. I wrote about things like having to do increased work at home, looking after somebody who, you know, that wasn't part of your plan or whatever. Sometimes sexual problems is traumatic. Change of jobs. Your children leaving home to go to college, that's traumatic. Maybe you have to move, change your residence. Even making a change in your diet can be traumatic. Going on a vacation can be highly traumatic. And even things like allergies and so on can be very, very traumatic. Yes, we need to find ways and means of dealing with these daily traumas and to try and manage them so that they don't actually become stuck in our life and become like a neurosis or something. So we have to give ourselves permission sometimes to take a day off, pursue a hobby, just basically avoid too many hassles. Try not to repress your emotions and try to create a home environment that is actually stress-free and relaxing. And investigating aromatherapy. So if you're here with me, you're investigating aromatherapy and how that can help. Sometimes try to have a laugh. Don't always take life so seriously that you can't even have a laugh. You know, go for a walk, etc. So we looked at geranium essential oil for trauma. We're going to actually look at the oil, marjoram essential oil. Now that's really quite funny because the first time when I was learning about this oil, I had my head down in class. I was busy taking my notes and I kept hearing the lecturer calling my name. And I thought, why is she always calling my name? So when I looked up at the board, I realized she wasn't calling my name. She was saying marjoram essential oil. Not Marjorie. So that was a bit confusing and quite funny. So I said, okay. But, you know, as she went through and taught about this oil, I thought, this oil is for me. So the marjoram essential oil, it actually originates in Asia, but it's all over Europe now. And this plant is considered sacred to Shiva and Vishnu, hopefully I pronounced properly, in India. It's also sacred to Osiris in Egypt. And the Greeks, they consider it a symbol of love and honor. That's the marjoram. Now, remember that trauma will shock the actual nervous system. And the nervous system is fundamental to the orderly functioning of all your body organs and systems, yes? So marjoram essential oil, just like the geranium, is actually working on the nervous system. It's really quite good for that. Now, in 1720, J.B. Chomel, head of the Academy of Medicine in France, recommended marjoram to be inhaled in dried or powdered form to fortify the brain and reduce fatigue. And Chomel further states that the herb added to wine could help the nerves and circulation. Now, isn't it interesting that scientists of the past relied more on natural remedies to bring about healing. In 1876, F.J. Kazin, in his History of Natural Drugs, prescribed marjoram for nervous disorders, for apoplexy, that's kind of like when you have unconsciousness and cerebral hemorrhaging or stroke, for paralysis, dizziness, epilepsy, and loss of memory. And here we are today, yes, with the orthodox medicine so far removed from the herbs that God gave us for healing. I'm not an anti-vaxxer, but why do we always run to vaccinations first for everything? You know, and using some serious poisons, mercury, aborted baby fetuses, dog serum, and all these things are meant to be put into our bodies and supposed to make us well. Why don't we use the herbs as much as possible to bring about balance and healing? Let us try to do as the older scientists did, you know. Let's go back to basics. Let's go back to nature as much as possible and try and be more in balance, you know, with ourselves and how we do things. So trauma affects the nerves, and marjoram brings about balance to the nervous system. So what is the psychology of marjoram? Susan Curtis writes that marjoram is most appropriate if you become stressed and exhausted in life. And I think a lot of people have been feeling the stress and exhaustion for a long time, whether you're working or not working. There's so many stresses there, you know. So in enjoying life, so if you're finding difficulties enjoying life and relaxing, and it's just too challenging, this is where marjoram is really useful. You use the essential oil to help you to relax, to open up to the possibilities of a more fulfilling and enjoyable life. Now remember that you're using your oils like in your bath and in your massage and so on. Now, marjoram has other benefits as well. It's always good to see what it does, because other people would like to know, what can this particular oil do for me? Yes, it's good for trauma, it's good for stress. What else can it do? Like most oils, they cover a plethora of things. So, you know, when you're using it for one thing, other areas that you know or don't even know will also benefit. So marjoram is a schematic, it's an expectorant, it's a sedative, it's good for treating insomnia, migraines, dysmenorrhea, diarrhea. It's an antiseptic that is good for mouth disorders. So if you have things like oral thrush and gum infections, if you have like a sore throat where the cold is just forming, it's good for that. It can also help with an earache. Marjoram will actually tone the circulatory system, as well as having a general vasodilatory effect. Yes? And because of that effect, it can be used in the treatment of high blood pressure and where the arteries are narrowing. It is said to be, and this might be a downside for some people, or it might be an upside for some people, it's said to be an aphrodisiac. So an aphrodisiac is, you know, something that makes you more virile and more interested and more sexually alert. This will do the opposite. It's an aphrodisiac. It will reduce sexual impulse. So maybe this is an oil that should be used where people are probably locked away and don't have access, or if they're probably in prison, it's a good oil to probably use to suppress that desire so you feel relaxed in yourself. Marjoram is also good for headaches caused by stress. You can also use it for muscle pains, sprains, strains, rheumatism, arthritis, And even if you overexert yourself, it's great for painful periods, PMT. It's an antispasmodic, so it's therefore very good for colic and flatulence and dyspepsia. It will also strengthen the intestinal peristalsis. You know, when you eat your food, it starts the process of pushing the food all the way down through your system, through the stomach, the intestines, and so on, and out the door. So it's really good for that as well. So what I want to do is just remind us that we are looking at trauma and to try and see how the essential oils can help us to basically overcome and to manage these life stressors, because there's a lot going on now and it's like a massive thing, you know. So remember, I started the program by looking at the Hosea, which is a sacred Egyptian text. And, you know, that's the sort of guidance that was given about not terrorizing people, you know, treating people a particular way. Otherwise, you're going to also feel that problem. It was quite karmic, you know. The Bible would say, do unto others as you'll have others do to you. So as a part of the positive guidance, I wanted to see what the Hosea had to say in order to see what our sacred text, the Holy Bible, had to say about trauma. So in 2 Timothy 1 verse 7, it tells us that, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So if your mind is not sound and you're not feeling balanced, that is not from God. So there's so much happening now. People are feeling uncertain. Some people are afraid. I'm not saying fear is necessarily a bad thing, but excessive fear is not a good thing. In life, we need to have moderation. Some degree of fear can keep us safe, but sometimes if you're too fearless as well, that's also a problem. So I want to get to a space where we're not living a fearful life, but a life of hope and possibilities and so on. You have to be sort of realistic. And in not being fearful, it gives us power. And with that power, we should have love as well. And in so doing, our mind should be stable. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7 says, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Sometimes we can't carry the burden of a trauma all by ourselves. We have to sometimes put it down, give it over to God, because we can't solve all our problems all by ourselves. We need each other to help each other to solve our problems. And sometimes we need that direct help from God as well, because God cares for us. Just look at the positive guidance from the Hosea, the Egyptian book, and the positive guidance from the Bible. The third saying of the five I have here is Isaiah 41:10. It says, fear not, for I am with thee. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. People are out there protesting. We have to be brave for them. We can protest by sitting down behind a keyboard and writing and making our voices heard. We cannot forget that the pen is still mightier than the sword. So we can do our protests from the keyboard. And those that can go out physically, if you're young and strong or old and strong, they're doing on the front line. And they're being fearless. We are called not to be fearful. There's no point sitting at home and bashing those on the front line, because they're the ones that are securing our better future. Yes, things won't always go exactly as we would like it to go, but we have to see the good in the thing and see the final, have some vision to see that the final outcome would be better for us. Psalms 91, 4-6. This one has been very, very popular on Facebook. It's a quote from Psalm 91. He said, he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. We don't fight alone. So, you know, you're going to fight, you're going to do a fight, you're going to have to need some spiritual backative as well. Yes? And you're going to pray to have God's protection in your fight. You know, it's wanting to fight, but when you have God's direction, you also have God's protection. We need God's protection as we battle through our daily personal traumas and this particular mass trauma. And finally, Proverbs 1 verse 3, "But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil." So we're seeing a great evil, and we're seeing the offer of protection through the Bible. We can find spiritual guidance in different ways and different forms. We definitely can do that. So as we sort of wrap up going towards the sort of the last quarter of our show, I just want to remind you that you can call in. You can call in on 661-467-2407. I'm your host, MHL, on the Caribbean Radio Show. And do call in, do come into the chat room and have a chat with us, and so on. Now, the last time I spoke, we had looked at the lavender oil, and the lavender oil was actually quite good for mental health issues. Well, trauma can also cause mental health instabilities. So I'm just going to go back over what the essential oil is for and the psychology and the extra use of the lavender. I happened to use it this week myself, the last week myself. You know, it was kind of really hot, and my hair got a little bit itchy. I just used the lavender oil in my hair. My scalp got cool, calmed down, and all the itchiness was gone. It was really good. So it's really wonderful, this lavender oil. So lavender essential oil is one of the most popular oils on the market. I mean, practically everybody knows that name, lavender. And it has a very high safety level, like the tea tree oil. You can also use those oils neatly on your body. You don't always have to dilute it, but if you do use it without diluting it into a base oil, and your base oil can be like olive oil or coconut oil, sweet almond oil, just use it in sort of small doses, okay? And you also learned today you can use the geranium neat as well. So generally, you would dilute your oils, as I said, in the cold-pressed, unrefined base oils. Now, lavender is a good one. A lot of people are suffering from insomnia. It's really well known as the oil that will make you relax and go to sleep. But like anything else, a little bit of a caveat, some people might feel more alert. But I think sometime with most of these oils, because they try to aim to find balance, sometimes the oils can do both. They act into a duality. They can actually make you sleep at one point or be more alert at the next point. I suppose if you want to be more alert, I would more recommend that oil of peppermint or even the same geranium is sort of better for alertness. You know, if you're working late at night, you're studying or whatever, that's more likely to keep you alert than the lavender. So lavender is a balancing and it's actually a regulating oil. And when used over a period of time, it will actually sedate and calm and so on. But initially, as I said, it could be quite reviving, but then it will actually work in and become calming and so on. So you need to use lavender if you're having sort of stress and like nervous stress and you want to sort of calm your mind, because sometimes our mind can race along, you know, and we just can't seem to quiet the mind. Lavender will help to calm any sort of cerebrospinal activity. You know, it's really good for dealing with any sort of irritations or depression, like, as I said, insomnia, And of course, there's hysteria and shock and nervous tension. And these things, too, are the kind of things that are also presented in a trauma. So you can have that mental trauma, you know, or emotional trauma from that kind of shock. So lavender is a good one alongside with your geranium, Roman chamomile, your neroli and stuff for working on the nervous system. So what is the actual psychological effect of the psychology of lavender? Now, you know, like the plants, they have their own essence. This is where the plants work. The plants have their essence, and they give that essence over onto us to help us to heal. Yes? And as I said, with aromatherapy, while it's good to have the massage and so on, it's really the essence of the plant that goes up into your olfactory gland, up in the brain, for the nose, goes up there, and that's where the real healing is taking place. You know, and so this is why it really works more than anything else. So if you're the kind of person, you know, that is very sensitive, you might be very vulnerable, you're shy, you can be easily embarrassed, you know, then you need to be more balanced and more sort of living a more balanced life. Then the lavender will actually help you to balance your emotions. Yes, and it will also help you to connect to yourself and to be more accepting of yourself. Because really, if you accept yourself, you won't be so self-conscious about what people think you're wearing or doing or where you're working and all these things. Those things will begin to fade away in the background once you're more self-accepting. Basically, just loving yourself more, you know. That self-love is really important. And I suppose lavender will have the power to bring about that self-love. And if you think about the fact that you can love yourself, whatever trauma or challenges that come into our life, we are more able to process that trauma and to come back to balance a lot quicker. So lavender, like other oils, also have other benefits. And so lavender is actually very, very well known for healing of burns and traumas and stuff like that. It was the story of the aromatherapist that was in his lab, burnt his hand and just quickly plunged his hand in some liquid, not realizing he had plunged his hand into a container of lavender just to cool the burn. I was quite amazed that the skin and the whole thing healed within about a few days without any scarring or anything. So for that reason, lavender is very, very well known for burns. And this is something that these people are out there doing, facing the tear gas and all of that. They need to know that these oils can help to heal that kind of thing. It was also good for treating things like cystitis, vaginitis, rheumatic conditions, yes? And the lavender oil, like the geranium, is also an oil that's like covering up a plethora of things, a whole panacea of things, you know? It would be like another thing you'd have in your first aid kit. It can be used if you're having the first signs of a flu or a cold. It's gentle enough to be used if you're pregnant. It's excellent for your circulatory system. It's good for easing headaches. If you have any bruising, any frostbites, it's wonderful for acne and dermatitis. Any sort of swelling. It's a good oil if you have animals, like if you have dogs and cats. It's good for deterring fleas on your dogs and your cats as well. So I suppose you could probably make up a mixture and with water and spray, just gently sort of spray across the animal or whatever, or also put the actual oils in the air where they're sleeping. That just put the drops straight into the air where they're sleeping to sort of chase away the fleas and so on. It's good for deterring moths. Yeah, so you see that good kind of like insect type repellent as well. it will help you if you have things like neuralgia, shingles, if you're suffering from sciatica. And oh my God, sciatica is such a painful thing to have. If you've ever had it, it's not nice. So it's good for sciatica, muscular aches and pains. If your child has any ear infections, it's also good for high blood pressure, kind of like the geranium and stuff. Good for palpitations. And if somebody is feeling faint or shocked, if they smell it, it will actually revive them. You know, in Jamaica, people walk around with their smelling salts. So it's what it says, it can just give them away from the smelling salt. But this also can work in a similar manner. If you have a spasmodic cough, and you know the COVID-19, one of the first symptoms is, do you have this cough, persistent spasmodic cough thing going on? Reach for your lavender to help you. It will treat the flu, any kind of bronchitis, and pneumonia as well. It's good for colic and flatulence. It's excellent for the urinary system. So here we have an oil working on the nervous system, the circulatory system, yes, the reproductive system. It's just working on the system like that. It's very, very good, isn't it? Working and so on. It's good for the urinary system and the genitals. It can treat cystitis, leukorrhea, thrush, and other genital infections. It can be used to sort of soothe you if you're having a lot of premenstrual cramps and so on. So you can see it's really shaping up to be one of the most important oils that you need to have in your kit. Yes, you need to have that oil in your kit to really get you through life. You shouldn't be without it. And just to kind of round up about the lavender, so use it if you have a wound, any ulcers. When you have an ulcer, don't put the oil directly on the ulcer. When you make the mixture of your oil, put it around the ulcer on the good flesh and leave it. The oil it's intelligent. These herbs that God gave us are intelligent. They will move in and gently deal with the infection from the ulcer. So never directly on it. If you have a sore, you have abrasion, stings. If you have a sting or whatever, that's a bit different. If something stings you, like a bee or a wasp or something, you can put the oil directly on the sting. But those kind of open wounds, you just put it around it, okay? It's good for eczema and acne, rosacea, psoriasis, and any kind of scarring. It's really quite good for that as well. Let me just see if I have time to just want to recap the how to use the oils. It's really important to remember how we're using the oils. I'm going to sneak a little song in, and then let's just see. I'm just going to choose a nice little one for 2 minutes. And here we go.
Your body line, shake your shoulders, everything in time and see. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. You got to shake your shoulders, rock your body in time. Now you're ready. Let's do.
Yes. Welcome back to the Caribbean Radio Show. Yes, welcome back to the Caribbean Radio Show. on the CRS Radio. I'm your host, Marjorie Henry Lawrence, and we're looking at trauma, yes, and how the oils can help us with trauma. So today we looked at the essential oil of geranium, we looked at essential oil of marjoram, and essential oil of lavender. We also took a reading from the Hosea, the Sacred Wisdom of the Ancient Egypt. It's a great book, you know, by Mulana Kalenga. Go out and get it. It's, you know, it's good to have these books. Not always is everything in the Bible. The Bible says it. It's not all in the Bible. So I took some verses also from the Bible to help us to be positive and to deal with trauma as well. But how do we mix the oil safely? It's very important. Some people are now expert at mixing their oil. Some people still need guidance on mixing the oil. The basic way of understanding how to mix the oils to help yourself and to do it safely, you get yourself the base oil. A base oil, as I said, should be cold pressed and unrefined. Yes, organic. And you take about 3 tablespoons, right? When you have your 3 tablespoons, you're aiming to put 10 drops of the essential oils in your mixture. And normally, 3 different types of oils is a good mixture to have in your base oil of 3 tablespoons. So let's say today you're going to put 5 drops of geranium, 3 drops of marjoram, and 2 drops of lavender. So you put those drops in. You stir it around, and then you dip your finger in, and you just massage yourself with it, you know. You can even put that mixture in your body lotion or something, so it's there for you, and you just sort of shake it up, and you put it on, you know, you have it there, right? That's how you do the basic mixture. When you apply your oils, make sure to avoid your eyes. If for any reason the oils go in your eye, you need to use another base oil to wash your eyes out. And I must tell you, all these years I've been using essential oils, it actually happened to me. The oil went into my eye. It wasn't nice, but I managed to wash it out. So you have your base oil separate, ready to help you. Okay? You can put it in your water, shake it up and spray it around your home. It will kill the microbes in the air. Put the oils in your bath. Put the oils in a basin and steam with a towel over your head. Yes, again, making sure to protect your eyes. Put it in the burner, etc. So, yes. Thank you so much for joining us this week on the Caribbean Radio Show. And thank you for chatting with us today, Green Beasley. Much appreciated. And all who are listening out there, thank you so much for staying with us to enjoy this moment, and keep strong, keep calm, keep positive, and let's, you know, get that change. We need to have a more equitable world and a more just world. We all live here in the world together. We should all be busy working for peace and justice. Have a wonderful weekend, and I'll see you we'll talk again in 2 weeks' time. And we'll see what is the next topic we'll be discussing. Thank you very, very much. Have a blessed, blessed week. Take care of yourself. Take care. Goodbye. Goodbye.